But this is something we have become. This is a song that we've become. God is looking for people that will become like him. Amen? How many of you sense that you're under process? Or in Canada, let me do it the right way. Process. Amen. Praise God. We one way or the other, we're being processed. God's working upon us. Amen. God is preparing us. It's a people that have now, this is a people that have done his works, not theirs. Because they've known his ways. There are people out there that are doing works, but they've not known him. We need to know him. And if I come out of this season knowing him, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Amen. The population of Canada compared to the United States and our country is going to be reduced to ruins until it turns to God. Has a higher level of genuine Christians in Canada. But that doesn't make us better. Because the United States is still under judgment, and they've been under heavier judgments even than this country's been at times. I believe the judgments is the thing that brings the nations back to God. And we need that in the earth. But if you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, if you're not prone to backsliding, you will be protected in this day. This judgment is for the wavering ones. It's for the heathen who doesn't believe in him. Amen? And so, but here's the thing. They've known his ways, and they've made him king. And if you're not willing to know the ways of God, he'll never be your king. He might be your savior, but why have we been saved? We've been saved because we are called to a kingdom and a glory. We are not called just to be saved, just for the sake of fire insurance. But God's desire is to save us so that we may walk in his kingdom and appropriate. And while my brother Sunil is sharing today about the healing, I believe in healing. And I believe the doctors are becoming rich today because the church doesn't believe in healing. The day is coming that God's going to rely on us to believe his word, that you're healed. Amen. And I still believe, as Brother Jeff was sharing today about the father who came in, and I heard much about Jeff and his family, and his father meant what he said. His father meant what he said. It made me think of my grandfather who submitted to my grandmother's ways of following the Lord. He would encourage them to go to church. He himself wouldn't go. He was a coal miner from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was a boxer on the side. And one day they were going to physically remove the pastor. And that this Italian Pentecostal church went down to nothing. And they were physically going to remove this man of God. Frank DiPietro was his name. And they were going to physically get rid of him. His own brother was the instigator. And they were going to remove him right off the platform. And my grandfather loved pastors. And before he died, by the way, my grandfather would accept Christ. But it would be evident and known. And they had this whole tribunal set up. And they came to deal with this pastor. And my grandfather came to church that night. And that was a rarity. You didn't see him in church. But he hid behind the corner where nobody could see him. And he came out. And he said, the first one that goes to that pastor, I go for him. And everybody knew the reputation of my grandfather. And my grandfather literally rescued the man of God that night. And I'll tell you right now, there's not a bowling on earth that God can't take down. And we're seeing them coming down all the time. I thank God for that testimony, Jeff. We have a father that looks after us. Amen. And so we must know his ways so that he become king. And look at what comes out of this in verse 4. A God that will fully be glorified. Well, why do I believe in the judgments of God? Why the hyper-grace, hyper-faith people don't even mention judgment in their sermons, ever? Because I believe that the judgments of God enhance his power. They show who he is. It manifests his glory to the heathen and to the earth like it did in the days of Pharaoh. How many remember that? They never would have known he was God unless those judgments came. And God uses his judgment so he can manifest his glory. He doesn't use his judgments to destroy you and me. The judgments that you and I get are discipline. It's redemptive. And the devil will sometimes come to you and say, you're being punished. No, you're not being. You're being disciplined, but you're not being. I remember one time being corrected in a meeting. I was demoralized. I couldn't even eat lunch. I went to my room, and I opened up John 15, and it says, you're pruned so that you might bring forth much fruit. And I said, my God, I must be bearing fruit. And you only did this so that I might bring forth more fruit. Amen. Thank God for his discipline when God will check us. Amen. And sometimes as we're on a certain, we're riding a certain surf of thinking in our teachings. But we need to stay faithful to the whole counsel of God. Amen. Praise God. I am so thankful today that there's people that are going to fully worship him. Amen. And all the nations will come to him. All the nations will come to him. And there's some preachers that are prejudiced against missionaries. We should not be. We should not be. Missionaries go under tremendous conditions. I've spent more time in Enwell, New York, and yet I'm called to go to the world. God knows when the timing is to release us to what we're supposed to do. Amen? But the word of God will go. The earth will be covered with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. How many are glad for that? There's qualities in Moses that we need to look at today. God's raising up deliverers in Zion according to the little book of Obadiah. And how many of us skip over the small books? But Obadiah says they shall be deliverers that shall rise up on Zion. And I believe that there's a word coming that's been delayed because of the condition of the church. And the word of God is going to be released in this hour. And I believe the deliverers in Zion are going to emerge in Canada. I believe they're going to come forth and show themselves mighty in the name of God. We saw this in the book of Judges, 300 years of apostasy. But God only allowed it to go on so long, didn't he? And he would raise up a man. And in this hour, he's raising up a corporate instrument. It's no just one person. That's why I remember coming into this church the first time and having a number of brothers sitting on the platform. It reminded me of the circle that I was in, that I was trained in. Amen. It's not a one-man show, is it? Moses is called to be linked to a people. My feeling is that if you're called to be a pastor, may God give you the grace to lead the flock. If you're not a pastor, then you need to be part of a flock where you can teach, minister, hold up. God doesn't want us walking around by ourselves with a big notebook full of sermons, because God wants us to preach them somewhere, and he wants us to be linked to his people. We should not forsake the assembling together. Amen. I pray as I step on toes, you'll still love me. Amen. But God's desire is that I'm a shepherd. I'm a pastor. I believe in the assembling of the saints together. I say to my Zoom people, do not let this teaching be your only thing. You get into God during the week and get into a church on Sunday. God wants you to hear the word that is present. It takes the complete picture. We need a word. There's nothing like sitting in a meeting like this and hearing a word from the throne than just sitting on a computer looking at it. God wants us to be exposed to the presence of God. I could sense today that the Spirit of God was melting people. Testimonies were coming out of brokenness. God wants you in an atmosphere where fear will not be able to lodge on you. Will you be among the brethren, and each one of us have our sword drawn out to cut the enemy off your life? I'm thankful for that today. How about you? Let us go to Exodus 2. Amen. Moses, the song of Moses and the Lamb. And Moses comes on the picture, but sooner or later, the Lamb shows up too in this story. Exodus 2, and we're looking at verse 21 to 25. And we're going to look at some of the qualities in Moses that God is looking for. You're not going to sing the song of Moses and the Lamb in Revelation 15 unless you have the same qualities that Moses had. You have to have the qualities. Amen. And so we see that in Exodus 2. We're looking concerning Moses. And we're looking at verses 21 to 25. And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershon, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. The children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage and the cry, And their cry came up to God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel. And God had respect upon them. So you get two things going on. One man is growing to maturity, and another group is groaning. Right? And they both work together. They both work together. And Moses brings forth this child. And we see the same scenario with Joseph. God makes him fruitful in the land of his affliction. And there's something going on. And I believe in this hour, even though God's people have been in bondage to Egypt, you know, there's so many circles that teach about let's go from this feast to that feast to this feast. I believe that God's people have to come back to the feast of Passover. Because the American and Canadian church is backslidden. They're not ready for the Feast of Tabernacles yet. That's coming. But we need to get back to the significance of the Feast of Passover. Amen. And I remember one night we were sharing and a brother came on there and he said it seemed to him that when the locust, when the fullness of the Spirit comes, the sixth month, it says it will come. And the sixth month is when the Feast of Passover came. See, there's some ingredients in the Feast of Passover that the church has moved away from. And there are churches that pursue healing and getting saved. And then there's some churches that just pursue deeper revelation. But you know, it's somewhere we have to keep the foundation of our life, Calvary. The cross, where it all began. We must not move out from that. We must stay in alignment and find out along the way why we were saved. What an encouraging scripture of people that are beginning to cry out to God. Why do they cry out? Because their false king died. When will the Lord hear your prayer and answer you? When you allow God to slay your king, the king of Egypt. It didn't reach heaven till the king was taken. And, you know, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And God is looking for the king of Canada to die. You know, FDR had a great relationship with Winston Churchill. But FDR could not stand this whole idea of the monarchy and continually came against it. Because kings is not the way God does things. He's the king. We don't use a substitute. And we've seen this down over through the years. These people age and they're insignificant in changing the affairs. I thank God for the queen. I believe she's saved. Billy Graham's had many conferences with Queen Elizabeth. But you know, God's moving on. And you're finding that those children that were associated with that no longer want to be in it. There's a reason, because that order is falling. But there's another order coming in. It's Jesus' kingdom. Kings are going to fall in this hour. Presidents are going to be removed because they need to be. Only King Jesus. God is not going to tolerate somebody in leadership flaunting themselves of who they are rather than bringing a nation to God and turning a God. We have yet to find a president to really have the courage to say, nation, we need to fully get back to God. We've had little dribs and drabs of it down there, but nobody's had the courage. Why? Because they want the votes. I'm going to tell you something right now. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. So I want to encourage you today. In your groaning, there's a deliverer being raised up. And his name is Moses. Amen. Praise God.